Council, would you mind focusing in on my technological point? I really want to know, I'm trying to understand whether this is a latent code case, like Fantasy Football, Telemac, Intel, all those lines of cases, where in the infringement context we said if there are subroutines in software but they're not callable, they're not capable of being called in the average use of the software, then that software doesn't infringe, even though the subroutine is there. And so I'm trying to sort of analogize that to the anticipation context, i.e. the public use. So tell me what I want to hear about this specifically with regard to the technology. Are those subroutines that are called or not callable, are those the ones relevant to the trade states?
The record shows that the trade states were used during the open outcry trade entry system use of the super system. And I can point you to a couple of places of testimony in the record. One of them is Mr. Caro's testimony on page 3086, where he says the system was rolled out into the bills and Canadian room, and it was used to perform the trading logic. That means the trading states. There's also Mr. Abuwala's testimony at 3300, which is also cited by the district court at page A18, where he specifically says the super system entered into a workup state. Now, the plaintiffs have drawn this distinction between an automated trading system and a system that was used for trade entry or trade capture. But I remind the court that they told the Patent Office, when they were prosecuting the application, that the system covered an open outcry system that was facilitated by trade capture.
Well, suppose we disagree with that. Let's hypothetically say we reject that, and that the inequitable conduct here had to be using a system for automated trading, even as an experiment, and not disclosing it to the PTO. Is there any evidence in this record that they used for commercial purposes under this, you're familiar with our recent decision in Plumtree, that they used for commercial purposes, that they performed the steps of this method patent?
Stop right there. It's not a method patent. The original application claims were to a system. And so I would agree that
the 580 is a method patent.
A method of use might be different. The 580, but we're talking about failure to disclose the super system in the 974.
No, but the question is, when you're dealing with prior art, is whether there was potential anticipation of the 580 claims themselves, which are method claims, right?
That would be true, Your Honor, except the inequitable conduct we're talking about with regard to the super system was with the other patent, with the 974 patent. It was not in connection with the later patent, except to the degree that it infected it. And also there was a failure to disclose it adequately to cure the problem, as well as the false declarations. So the original inequitable conduct, the failure to disclose the super system, was in the 974 patent that had apparatus claims.
Counsel, I'm looking now at the district court opinion. See, this is what has bothered me. On page A23 of the blue appendix, the district court says these states were described in a document. He's talking about the super system. And then he says, whether used or not, they were part of a system that was operating in two Cantor Fitzgerald's trading rooms. And that's what really concerns me, is that in two separate places, in his opinion, he specifically doesn't find that they were in fact used, but says they were part of a system, whether used or not. And I just, along that fantasy football line of cases, it seems to matter whether they were capable of being called or not capable of being called. Did the code require modification for them to be used? Or were they there? Because, look, if a tree falls in the woods, no one's there to hear it make a sound, it's still a public use as far as I'm concerned. So, if they're there and they could have been called and it just so happens nobody called them, then I don't think this latent software line of cases helps them. But if they weren't callable, because they were truly latent software, then it does matter. And the district court specifically in two places referred to whether used or not.
Sure.
And that part bothers me.
Well, let me answer that in a couple of ways. One, we're talking about